B-Pod Studios.
There's a drive! Way back! It might be! It could be!
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
I perform acts in private. I have been for the past 5 years, actually, for Claude's friends, at parties, that sort of thing. But I do it with conga eels and a couple of pet whippets. And frankly, it brings the house down.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. On all afternoon.
Baggage. Stan and Haney. 96
K-Rock. Hey, everybody.
You look great today, by the way.
Thank you, Haney.
You know,
I feel great.
If I didn't know better, I'm looking across from you today. You're a little bit taller than I am.
Yeah, a little
you're
bit.
You're raised just a bit where you're just a, like, just a tad taller
I
than I am.
I bought my own damn stool.
While you're sitting down.
I bought it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I said, this is it.
Well, then why are you in such a foul mood?
Because this is the only good thing
going on. Is there something wrong with it?
No, everything's fine.
Is it a good chair?
Yeah, I like it. It has nothing to do with the chair. Nothing.
Are you upset that you had to put it together?
No, I didn't have to put it together. Richard the engineer did.
Well, that was nice of him. So why are you upset? Why are you mad?
I'm not going to talk about it.
You're taller than I am.
No,
everything's great.
Not going to talk about it. There are things that I keep from you.
Oh.
Things that you don't want to know about.
Okay, I see where this is going. It's because I overshare.
No, well, maybe a little. But
did you find anything about that compelling?
I'm glad that you found it compelling.
So it would have been just as well if I hadn't mentioned it.
You could have mentioned it. I don't need all the details of it, but I think that it's compelling to you, and I'm glad you could share with
now,
your buddy.
So there was nothing really interesting about it.
Well, I mean, it was, in fact, kind of sad.
But when you tell a story, you go into great detail. So when I tell you a story, I should be brief.
I think I
very
can,
blunt.
I can tell a story in great detail. See, but I don't know that I would even tell you that story.
Although I know I you
want,
wouldn't.
Although I want you to share that story. I can't talk about it on the air. I don't want to talk about it. That, you prefaced it by
it's
saying...
It's a very private thing.
I don't talk about it on the air.
Yeah.
So let's leave. That's not what is the deal here. First of all, and I'll just say this. Let's just get it out of the way. Don't be a bit surprised if at any time today and you start complaining what the hell's going on, that your computer, that your board there, and everything goes out.
I haven't even... The computer won't come on.
There. Well, that might be a good reason. I can't complain if this console goes out. Now the computer
saying,
will keep running, but I won't have control of it.
You're saying it may go out,
yeah,
but we can't complain about it?
No, because they're aware of it and they got to order a new part.
Where's Richard? Everything's shut off.
What are you talking about? Maybe if you'd listen, and I'm telling you that nothing's right in this room right now. Careful, they're on a power strip. Careful. They're on a power strip. And then Roger Marley's filling in for Matt Mangus, and he decides after we get all our stuff ready for the show that he's going to add something to the computer, which canceled out everything we put in for the show.
Well, I bet it was worth it. It was probably
it really
a critical
wasn't.
Element that pushed Roger Marley's show over the top.
And then poor Rob has had the chief engineer in the studio
Rob,
for hours.
We're going to need the chief engineer back in the studio.
I can go get him.
Because this is not on.
I think that's part of what happened.
Oh, is it fried for good or?
Oh, I don't know that that's fried. Something else was fried and they had to.
And it's all because Roger Marley added an element and everything went south.
That happened earlier when Roger Marley added an element. Everything on the computer went south. I've been told the computer will keep running, but we won't have control over anything.
So there are unrelated things coming together to create a storm.
Precisely. And this is a big day for us.
Is it?
Yes, it is, because we're going to have a local community roundtable. I'm going to tell what's going on, and everybody just go with it. Today, later on in the show, I have been informed that Miss Sarita Williams would like to bring on a special guest for a roundtable discussion. The person
you mean, Sister Sarita Williams, community organizer?
Yes, will be joined with a very special guest, a gentleman. I learned so much about him.
Oh, you got a bio? Do
oh,
you?
I got a bio on him. His name is President R19 Bodhi.
Is it Bodhi or Body?
B-O-D-D-I.
I thought it was Body.
Maybe Body.
So. What's he president of?
President R-19 Bodhi is already President of the United States of America.
I was not aware of that.
As ordained by God himself, it is merely our duty to elect him. He will be joining us today in Sarita's roundtable political forum.
So, Stan, is president a title or is that his first name?
That's his first name. And so his middle name initial is R, the number 19, last name Bodhi, B-O-D-D-I-E.
Now, I have to admit to the audience, I'm somewhat feigning ignorance, okay?
Yeah.
He's
running for president.
I became aware of President Bodhi because there was an article right after the New Hampshire primary, and it was talking about the tremendous turnout on the Republican side, where most of us would think that President Trump is running unopposed.
He's not.
Well, there's the only one I think that's still active is Bill Weld, and I put active in, you know, air quotes, because Joe Walsh quit. But there are names on the Republican ballot for the Republican primaries other than President Trump.
And Sarita's going to interview him.
And so once I got past the names that I knew, I saw this President Bodhi received 50 votes in New Hampshire. And I'm President Bodhi.
That's his name. Allow me. President, first name, President, middle name, R-19, Bodhi, B-O-D-D-I-E.
Do we know what R-19
is? Do not know. President R-19 Bodhi is a true newcomer to politics, never having held any political office in his life. As his only experience and qualification, this according to Citizens Council, is that he abides by Article 2, Section 1 of the United States Constitution, which allows anyone who is born in the United States and over the age of 35 to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
President R-19 Bodhi claims to neither identify as a Democrat or Republican, ignorant to even terms like liberal and conservative. Mr. Bodhi hails from Covington, Georgia, where he is married with 7 children. He reveals that he has battled a stint of homelessness and overcame incredible odds. Mr. Bodhi also mentions that he is blind. Though we
Rob,
can't...
can you see if you can find some of his previous video interviews?
Sure. And I think I found what the R stands for.
Though we can't be sure if it is a metaphorical sense or physical, it is undetermined if Mr. Bodhi, President Bodhi,
is actually blind or if
not.
He just feels blind.
Right. What does the R-19 stand for?
I found his FEC form.
Yeah.
The statement of candidacy. It says Freddie Ramone Bodhi is his name.
Oh, that's his real name.
Freddie Ramone.
Freddie Ramone.
So Ramone might be the R.
No,
let me go write that down. I got to ask him if that's his name, too. Freddie. Freddie.
Freddie Ramone.
Freddie.
Is he like a lost member of the Ramones?
Ramone. All right. We'll tell you more about this. We got to take a break.
Really is fascinating.
Fascinating.
So, if I understand this correctly, he's already president, but nobody knows it.
Right. And Ms. Sarita Williams will be handling
and his
our
given
guest.
Name is president.
Well,
he grew up known as President Bodhi.
Freddie Ramone.
A.K.A. Freddie Ramone.
A.K.A. Freddie Ramone.
What the hell? That doesn't sound right either.
No, it doesn't. We'll be back.
Baby. Sizzling Rizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hi, everybody, Stan and Haney.
I am so excited, Stan.
Yes.
It is quite an honor, and it doesn't happen every day. Now, I'm sure it's not the first time, but it's rare that we know for a fact that listening to this show today is a candidate for president of the United States.
That is true.
And I understand that we need to make some clarifications.
Yes, President Bodie was on.
Is it Bodie or Body?
Rob, is it Bodie or Body?
Pretty sure it's Body.
I think it's Body.
President Body, that's his name.
And he's also running for president, but his name is President.
Correct.
Body.
Has been in touch with our people that, in fact, his legal name is President R-19 Body.
Mm-hmm.
He is, in fact, blind. We're going to learn about his condition.
So it's a physical condition.
I believe he stated that it is. And later on today, as we have a community roundtable with President.
A roundtable discussion.
Yes. President Body will be joined by our local community leader, Miss Sarita Williams.
Now, is that a video of President Body
That's
we're looking
President
at there?
President Body right there that we're looking at. And we will I'll have a community forum.
He certainly looks the part.
Yeah, he looks good.
That is a very nice suit that he's wearing.
Yep. No, he looks good.
What is it? Can we hear what he's saying?
Sure. Let's see.
Any laws respecting religion, they don't have that authority. But I'm the president of the United States of America.
Yeah, but you don't get to make the laws then. Congress still has to make the laws.
What I'm saying is God already made the law. I ain't got to do nothing but enforce it. Because when you look at the Constitution, let me do it again. We the people of the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union.
Establish justice.
Wait, before we move on, a perfect union. What's a perfect union? What's that?
Man and woman.
Some would say marriage.
Yeah, see?
Well, that was a marriage. 55 framers, 55 opinions got together. We had a great idea. Listen, a great idea. We formed our Constitution. We were a perfect union. What happened? How did we get in this mess today that we're in? How did we come?
Amen.
This is over my head. That's why I'm going to let Sarita
handle
that.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of constitutional technicalities. Yeah. And
also today, are you smarter than Haney in about an hour?
But welcome, President Body. It's an honor that you're listening.
President Body is listening, and we look forward to having him on the show later on today in our community roundtable with Miss Sarita Williams, President
so it
Body.
It will be a full roundtable.
Yes,
discussion.
And the only thing that I am going to do on this thing, because it's Sister Sarita that has it,
I remember that
I will just moderate and make sure things don't get out of hand.
I don't think we'll ever forget the roundtable discussion that you had, and the implications are still going on when you had a roundtable discussion with King Fahd, President Assad.
Yes, yep. I remember things got out of hand then, too. But I hope everything can be peaceable.
Do we understand? We understand that the first name, President.
Yes.
And the last name is Body.
Bodie.
But his middle name is
R-19.
Do we understand what
Rob,
that signifies?
Do we know why? What does R-19 signify?
I did not. I figured you guys would
I'll
get
ask
into
him.
That.
Well, I'll have
Well, that's something that we can bring up with President Body.
Right. And Sister Sarita. Let's do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Really looking forward to it.
Well, there's nothing more important than our country's future.
Indeed. As we told to you, reported to you yesterday, the Boy Scouts of America have filed for bankruptcy.
Now, are they doing this for financial reasons, or are they shutting the whole thing
They're
down?
They're shutting the whole thing down because they can't afford the lawsuits.
Oh, come on.
Here, a special message from another group.
The following is a message from the Girl Scouts of America.
Hi, I'm Eve from the Girl Scouts. We are all very sorry to hear about the Boy Scouts. and they're bad with their money. At the Girl Scouts, we make money, a lot of money, because we sell cookies. I learned about money, sales, inventory, and financial management. My current portfolio is diverse in stocks, bonds, and real estate. And my 401k is booming. For those boys who want to work, maybe you can sell some cookies. But you're going to get paid 20% less than us. And clothing, you boys, and giving my dime my cookie money. Got it?
This has been a message from the Girl Scouts.
Who really know how to run things.
Well, it's a lot easier to run things when you don't have people with an agenda trying to destroy you.
Yep.
Well, hey. Is this going to affect the name of the road in Fort Myers?
Boy Scout Drive?
Yeah.
It could very well.
Because isn't that their headquarters or something?
Yeah, I don't know. It's Boy Scout Drive.
Named that because the Boy Scout headquarters were there, right?
I don't know. Yeah, Rob, who's waiting there?
We have someone that would like to get in on the grab bag and win some prizes.
Sure.
Okay.
That's what it's for,
that's
isn't
right.
it, Stan?
Well, not really. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Hot Damn Harrison.
Hot Damn Harrison.
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you, Harrison?
Not much. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Keep
right
my
on. Right on.
Afternoon sane.
Right on.
Yes, sir. But I want to check out that Peter mug if you got some of that going on.
We gave away a ton of those yesterday.
Yeah, we did, and at the appropriate time. Okay. Thank you for the phone call.
That's Hot Damn Harrison, yep. Everyone.
Spring training.
And you know what? We need to warn people.
What?
We need to have a sense of decorum today.
Indeed.
Because, you know, we like to have fun from time to time, but today is a solemn day as we contemplate the future of this great nation.
Right. Later on today. Spring training. The Houston Astros have a whole bunch of new merchandise.
Now it's 1, 2, 3 strikes. You're out of.
Everyone's talking about the Houston Astros.
You cheated.
Every single guy over there needs a beating.
Yes, the Astros are ready for another winning season. So get all your Astros merchandise, like jerseys that say the Houston Asterix. And they buzz every time a fastball is thrown. Astros hats with removable Velcro letters. So you can make your hat say Houston Rats. And each hat comes with a dangling earpiece. So you can steal the pitch signs just like the pros.
Curveball coming.
Their new mascot, Astro from the Jetsons. Ruh-roh, rot reading. Their patch no longer says Houston Strong. It says Houston Wrong. So don't miss the Astros opening day, March 26th in Anaheim. It'll be unbelievable.
You better believe it.
Brought to you by MLB, which stands for Major League Blunder.
Did they really do that?
Do what?
Did they have, like, earpieces?
No, it was signals.
But they knew what every pitch was.
Yeah, they were tipped off. They had a system that would...
So if you're at the plate...
And you're an Astro at the plate, you knew what was coming. Let me explain.
Before the pitcher ever goes into a windup, you already know.
Yes, because he's exchanging the signs with the catcher.
Mm-hmm.
And you as the batter are being informed through different signals coming in the dugout using the instant replay camera and other facilities around there. You'd get a bang on the garbage pail. You'd get a Gatorade spill or something. And you knew what every pitch was coming in. It's the biggest scandal,
you know what? I think
in baseball since Pete Rose.
I think we're going to get to a point where it won't matter. Because a great example is the XFL. They're down on the sidelines as the coach is diagramming and calling the play.
Yeah.
And NFL films, you know, they talk about, you know, the Patriots cheating and filming all this stuff. NFL Films has so many people mic'd up down there.
Yeah.
I saw...
it's different with baseball.
I saw a great... they did a great special on the Super Bowl with the people that were mic'd up and talking in depth about how they think and how the plays work.
Dateline, Gainesville, Florida. University of Florida.
Well, that's why Gainesville exists.
A mystery has been solved in Florida where jars of preserved tongues, like what you have in
like,
your mouth?
Like the cow tongue?
Were found under a crawl space in a Gainesville home. It turns out they were stored there in the 1960s and 70s for a research project done by Dr. Ronald Brohm, or Broman, who worked at the University of Florida.
A Dr. Broman?
Yep.
That sounds like something Dave would make up.
During his research, when he was early in his career, way back in the 60s and 70s, brought the specimens with him when he came to Florida to work at the University of Florida with the intention of using it in additional research. They had forgotten that those specimens were there, but once we presented it to him, they immediately remembered, oh, those are the specimens from the research.
I don't know what the policies and laws would have been like 50 years ago or whenever it was, but I can tell you that today nice that's house. Not something that would be permitted.
Yeah, they've been stored there for 50 years. Nobody knew about it.
I'll skip this one. Are you self-editing?
Yes, I am.
It takes a lot of discipline.
Sure does.
You're a superhero.
Dateline Tampa. An identity theft victim. In other words, he had his identity stolen. Is now footing the bill, a tax bill, for crooks that bought two phones in his name. They're Verizon phones. Apparently, since those phones weren't paid for, Verizon makes it an expense, which means the victim, one Tony Ferraro of Tampa, being given a 1099-C tax form to the tune of $2,399 to cover the debt on the phones that he didn't even buy.
In what world is that justice?
It's almost like you're guilty till you can prove you're innocent. Uh-huh. I can't make this go away. I didn't go down there. I didn't show him my ID. I didn't sign my name on any forms. Somebody else did it fraudulently, okay? So they need to deal with it.
He's on the line for it. Ridiculous.
And you know what? I'm sure there's a lot of people laughing it off and saying, oh, well, once they understand what happened, it'll go away.
Nope.
Once things get entered into a computer, especially at the government level.
Yeah, and taxes.
Yep. Because he's not the only one that received a copy of that 1099. It was also transmitted into the government computers who don't know and don't care. They want their money.
Do animals, this is a broad question, and I'm going to show an example. Do animals get bored? Do they like to be entertained?
Yes.
You're darn right they do. Take a listen to this. Somebody in Arkansas gave their donkey a jolly ball, play ball, and watched it spend over 2 minutes having more fun than you could possibly imagine. It was posted online of it chasing the ball, carrying the ball in its mouth, even getting up on its hind legs to run with the ball. He just wanted some fun.
Look at him go.
He just loved it.
No. We just, we can't verbally communicate with animals. But I'll tell you this. Animals understand certain things. I know for a fact they understand right from wrong.
And they understand fun.
Yeah, and they like to be entertained.
Oh, look at him. Did you see that?
What'd he do?
He's getting up on his rear heels and, like, running with the ball in his mouth. That was so cool.
I mean, that's why your cat attacks you, because it's trying to amuse itself.
Go back a little bit on that, Rob, and yep. Show him when... Well, there you go. There you go. There he goes.
I bet he could dunk it.
Yeah, he's good.
Isn't it about time for another movie to come out about a mule or a donkey that can kick field goals?
Yeah. Well, you got to do it now. This time, have that same donkey hit home runs.
But I told you that dog that I had in Ocala, when it panicked and thought I was never coming back and chewed its way...
Oh, dogs because they have no concept of time.
And it chewed its way through the door, but as soon as I showed up, the dog knew it did something wrong.
Yep.
You know, crawling, tail between the legs. Oh, no, he came back. I mean, I'm happy that he's back, but I made decisions based on the fact that he'd abandoned me.
Some sad news of our youth. Jeanette Dubois from Good Times has passed away. She was Wilona on the show. She was 74. There's no cause of death because, according to reports, she seemed to have been in very good health recently and then passed away in her sleep.
You know, I was leaving the boutique section on the way to a break, and suddenly this pregnant woman ran out the store, and I got suspicious.
Wilona, what's so suspicious about a pregnant woman?
Honey, the chick was 83 years old. So I notified the store detectives, and they went outside. And honey, before you could say Kojak, that woman gave birth to a 7-pound alligator purse.
That she was sassy.
Also, she was sassy, but also many times the voice of reason.
Yes, and I don't know how many of you know this. She could also sing. She did the theme song to the Jeffersons. She sang.
That's her?
Yes.
Well, we're moving on.
That's her?
Yes.
To the east,
to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up. To the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie.
Get it, Stan.
Beans don't fry in the kitchen.
Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. Long as we live, it's you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we're moving on up.
That's her.
Oh, I love it. I always have from the first time I heard it. You know why? You can tell she means it.
Darn right. Oh, she was good. And nobody knows.
I didn't know that was her.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. 74. We're going to... this will blow your mind. And not that I'm going to go and spend a lot of time
on
it.
Well, you keep a lot of things from me.
You know whose birthday it is today? Yoko Ono. Do you know how old Yoko Ono is today?
I don't know. I won't have anything to do with her. You're her buddy. You hang out with her.
She's pushing 90. She's 87 years old, Yoko Ono. 87. People don't realize it. She was... older than John Lennon when they married, incidentally, her third husband, John Lennon.
Mm.
But
so is she
87.
Is she at the age where Bloomberg suggests that when she goes to the doctor with a malady, the doctor goes, "We don't know what that is.
Maybe.
There's nothing we can do for
Maybe.
You."
Maybe. We're going to take a break. Have I got a good one from the local beat? It is a horrific story that has a happy ending. At least partially, because he's getting the help he needs from the community. But an amazing story in Collier County. And I'll have the story when we come back. Coming up later on in the 3 o'clock hour.
At least it's not something about a dog dying.
No. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, are you smarter than Haney? Later on
Do
today.
Do we know if Karen's going to be in today?
I don't know. It'll be Karen or Carly. Later on today, our community roundtable. Miss Sarita Williams being joined by President R-19 Body. as we have a roundtable discussion. President is his name. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
96 K Rock.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
K Rock.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Wednesday afternoon. Coming up in about 15, 20 minutes, Are You Smarter Than Haney? Later on today, another edition of Community Forum, as we will welcome Sister Serena Williams and presidential candidate, President R19 Body, who is on the ballot in some states, running for President of the United States, as we will have a roundtable discussion. I will moderate. So that'll be coming up later on today. Before I do the local beat, I know we have Richard, the chief engineer, in the other room working with Rob. I saw a story that came up through one of our services that we have. I guess it was written, or they got the story from the Tampa Bay Times. And I just want to read this really quickly because Richard deals with radio transmitters and towers all the time. And I don't know that anybody has ever had to deal with this. Dateline Pensacola, Florida. A tower that serves several local radio stations in the Pensacola area became a sex offender's refuge after he attempted to flee from police. According to the Tampa Bay Times, a man wanted for failing to register as a sex offender in Pensacola climbed a 365-foot-tall radio tower, causing an hours-long standoff and interrupting broadcasts to several radio stations on Monday. The man was taken into custody under Florida's Baker Act law after being on the tower for 7 hours. Police aren't releasing his name until he gets out of the hospital and is charged. Police say he was on the tower for more than 5 hours. According to police spokesman Mike Wood, the man had been staying at a homeless camp near the tower. At around 3:45 p.m. on Monday, officers were conducting routine patrols of the camp and recognized the man as being wanted for failing to register as a sex offender. Wood said the man took off when officers tried to arrest him, running about 100 feet to the tower where he started to climb. The tower the man climbed contains live wires and sends signals to local radio stations. Wood said the tower was shut down as soon as the man started climbing, which affected broadcasts in the area for their country station, their news radio station, and ESPN radio station. And they got footage of him just hanging up in on the tower. Look, hey!
You know, we've known people that that do that for a living, and
yes,
they are a special breed. I cannot. What? Turn on the mic so Richard can blab.
What do you know, Richard?
Richard, and why do everybody?
That's an AM skirt. He's sitting on a cross member that holds up the wires for a folded unipole, is what they call it. That must not feel good.
No, it was up there before
they turned it off.
They say
so.
Yeah.
If it wasn't turned off, he'd get zapped right there.
It would have hurt.
Look at him climbing.
Oh, boy.
Well, monkeys can climb.
Yep. Yep. Why not that guy?
That's different. I've seen a few swan dives off of towers.
I'm surprised it didn't happen to us, Richard.
Me too.
That's the kind of crap you'd have to deal with.
Yep. Head out to the tower to get the guy down. So thank you, Richard.
The guys that do that, they really are daredevils.
They're specially trained people. They know what they're doing.
And the way that they go about it.
Oh, whistles and other little things, and they're strapped in there with safety harnesses and all that.
But you and I, we've watched them, and when they go up that tower, it's like nothing to them.
They're experienced, and if you ever see them, just looking up at them gets you.
Oh, yeah. They take all kinds of safety precautions, but to them,
nothing.
Just their job. And when you look, like you said, when they get way up there, just you on the ground looking up at them, you get dizzy.
Yep.
It's like you get like sympathy dizzy.
All right, let's do our local beat. This is an amazing story.
Because your mind tells you that's a human being up there. Yep. Shouldn't be there.
And they're on the lookout for somebody as well in this matter. This comes to us from multiple sources. I believe this was from the Naples Daily News,
which is owned by the news press.
Right. Headline. This is a, can you just imagine if you're the person suffering this? Driver fleeing earlier wreck winds up pushing another car into someone's home in Collier County.
Lovely.
I'm going to ask you to follow me on this because it is bizarre. A driver of a Ford F-150 pickup is under investigation after a hit and run with injuries in Collier County. This happened on Saturday morning, according to FHP. The Ford was traveling westbound on Golden Gate Parkway in the left turn lane for 53rd Street Southwest when the driver of that pickup turned left. It was in the direct path of a 2013 Cadillac, causing the front of the Cadillac to collide with the right front of that Ford F-150. The Cadillac came to a final rest at the intersection of Golden Gate Parkway and 53rd Street Southwest, facing a southeasterly direction. The driver of the Cadillac sustained minor minor injuries in the wreck. After the crash, it became a hit and run. The Ford F-150 fled the scene, heading south on 53rd Street Southwest, while fleeing. The driver of the Ford F-150 traveled off the roadway and into the driveway of a residence on 52nd Street Southwest. The F-150...
I'm getting confused.
The F-150 truck struck the rear of a vehicle, a Toyota Tundra, that was properly parked in the driveway of this residence. It was unoccupied. Upon hitting the truck that was at the residence, the F-150 shoved that truck into the front of the home. And it came to rest in the residence home in the bedroom and garage portion of the house. So, very quickly, and F-150 hits the Cadillac, hit and run, keeps going, goes off the road, heads towards a residence where there's another pickup parked in the driveway, hits that pickup goes into the home in the garage and bedroom of the house.
I feel for the homeowner.
You don't know yet. You don't know yet. You should. The Tundra that was hit by the F-150 came to a rest in the residence, bedroom, and garage. At the same time, a Toyota Celica parked in the garage...
Oh, no.
...was pushed into
the wall...
It doesn't
end there.
...on impact. Now, the F-150 came to a final rest in the driveway, partially inside the residence as well. But that F-150 pickup, again, was abandoned, and the driver fled.
So the F-150 hits the Tundra in the driveway.
Yep.
Then the Tundra, with no one behind the wheel, hits the Celica. It enters the home as well.
Both entered the home. The Tundra pickup went into the bedroom. The Celica went through the garage and into the house. And the driver of the F-150 bolted.
Jeez.
At the time of the crash.
Oh, look at that.
Hold on. At the time of the crash, 67-year-old Joseph Martel was asleep in that bedroom.
Oh.
He was transported to the hospital with minor injuries. Authorities are searching for Antonio Fuentes Siberian, age 23. The call went out about John Martel's troubles, and so many answered.
Oh, this is
right
insane.
Now, Martel's home is tarped. Debris left behind has been removed, and boxes of food and water have been delivered for the man because Martel lost everything in an instant, as he said, only to discover a gift he never knew he had, the people of the community that are helping him. Many who saw and read Martel's story set out on a mission to make sure he does not go without and gets the help he deserves. His neighbor, Crystal Morris, set up a fundraiser online. It is already exceeding expectations.
Oh, thank God.
When a hit and run left Martel with next to nothing. His first thoughts were not about his possessions, but about the family he has lost. He said, there's no one left in my life to cover his back because he's 67. Worst of all, Martel does not have insurance. For Martel, it's too much to handle.
No, we are his insurance.
Through tears, Martel said he was scared for his safety, but the community is coming to help because he's lost virtually everything. And they got the F-150. They got the license number. They found out who it's registered for. And as of yesterday, they're still trying to find this 23-year-old.
So
unbelievable.
Joseph is 67 years old.
John is 67 years old. And living by himself.
So what's his name, the homeowner?
John Martel.
So John Martel is 67 years old.
Yes.
Evidently, his family is gone.
Yes.
He is asleep in his own bed.
Yes.
Bothering no one.
Correct. And this idiot, on his second, after a hit and run with the Cadillac, goes driving through... off the road, hits the car properly parked in the driveway. The pickup truck goes into the bedroom. He's left with nothing.
That is so incredibly wrong.
And Antonio Siberian, 23, is the one that they're looking for.
It just goes to show you can do everything right.
It'll come and find you. It'll find you.
And the... you know my story. I identify with that.
Yeah. Are you smarter than Haney? Next on the Stan and Haney Show.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Wednesday afternoon. Are you smarter than Haney here in just a second? 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news, headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your email. And then an hour from now, we will be joined with a community forum with presidential candidate, President Boddy, and Miss Sarita Williams will be joining us. And I'm telling you right now, I cannot be more excited to have the lovely Karen back in the studio with us.
I'm back. Hello.
It's like you haven't been in here in like a month.
It has been like a month. It's been crazy.
Yeah, and it's not that you've been missing work or anything, or that you're sick.
I'm in the building.
It's just that you have been so busy.
Yes.
And Carly was kind enough to fill in for you for the last month.
She is awesome. I love her.
But it is so great to see you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I'm finally at a point where I'm catching up, and I love it.
I am so disappointed in myself.
Why?
Because I had meant to bring something in for Karen. Now, I still have it. It hasn't gone anywhere. But I was, browsing the internet, and I like to find new beverages.
Okay.
Stan can attest to this.
I like that.
I found, this peach-flavored Coke that you can't find anywhere.
Okay.
It's good.
Sounds good. Peach, come on.
But then I was reading that in Cuba, that yerba mate soda is very popular. Have you ever had
it? What is
it? It's like a yerba mate soda.
A Malta? It's like a...
Yeah,
like
M-A-T-E.
I think if it's what you're talking about, yes, it's delicious. For me, because it's one of those things that you kind of have to, like, grow up with to, like, enjoy. Mm. It's like a thicker kind of substance. Yeah, it's actually really delicious.
It's almost... It almost has like, it almost feels like you're drinking something alcoholic.
Yes. And it comes usually in like that dark bottle. I don't know if
I got cans.
Okay. So yeah, usually it comes like in a dark bottle and it'll like, you put like condensed milk in it a little bit and it like sweetens it up and it like, yeah, it's really good.
So I bought, I paid way too much for it,
yeah.
But I got a 12 pack
oh my gosh.
Of it. You want me to bring you some
yeah,
in?
Yeah, heck yeah. I'll definitely
It'd
enjoy
that. It'd
be
like that. A treat.
I know. You'll see me like bouncing around the walls though, because it has a lot of sugar, but I'm totally down
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, it does have a lot of sugar. But it's weird because I've only had one can out of the 12 pack.
It's hard to finish like a whole like can. It's a, yeah.
But as I'm drinking it, it's like I feel like I'm drinking a beer or maybe champagne.
Yeah, it's a different one. Yeah, it's good though. I love it. Yeah,
you want to try it?
But no alcohol in it.
No. Do you want to try it?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Let's do it.
All right. Do you think you'll be here next Wednesday?
Yeah, I'll be here next Wednesday. I'm caught up now. I think I'm good, guys.
All right. So next Wednesday,
we can try it.
We're going to have a big party.
Yes,
I'm bringing the drinks. Rob, you want some or you think that would upset your stomach?
No, I'd love one.
Do you want me to bring you an extra one? You could take it home and put some breast milk in it?
No.
Oh, by the way.
Let's do it.
In the emails today, apparently he did something else on the show.
What has he done now?
I can't. I'm going to wait for the email section. Apparently he did something else.
You know, when he's in here, he seems like such a nice boy, but he's filthy.
He works very blue, and I mean very blue.
Like vaulting over the line?
Well, I'll read the email, and you be the judge.
I want to be clear. We're not responsible for this boy and what he does after we leave.
Yeah, after six.
Now, see, if it was Karen, I'd say we 100% endorse anything Karen says.
Yeah, love it.
But wait, you find out what he was involved.
I don't know that I want to know.
I don't know that you want to.
But next week, we're having a big party.
Let's do it.
Make sure you remind me next Tuesday night.
I will. Smarter than Haney. Six categories. Your job is to get to six categories right before Haney does. If you defeat Haney, you'll have your choice of a prize today. We have Babacoo Saw. We have Pewter Mug. We have Gulf Coast Fitness. We have Rockabilicue coming this Saturday. Stan and Haney t-shirts. Everblades tickets. One of those prizes can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it. Stan's got prizes yours for free if you prove you're smarter than me. It's not easy, it's hard work. Stan's trick questions,
nothing trick.
What a f***ing jerk. All those prizes yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. Six categories. If you defeat Haney, you must get at least two right to be eligible for a prize. You can have a choice of anything that is on our prize list. If you answer correctly, you will hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long, you lose. Karen is in here for two purposes. One, to liven up and brighten up the room.
And she's our sunshine.
Yeah, secondly, to assist you. She can be your lifeline for one category that you would like her to answer. You must say you would like to use Karen as your lifeline before we ask the question. Phone lines are on lockdown now and will not be released until Karen says...
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. Who wants to challenge Mark Haney and are you smarter than Haney? Random caller, not necessarily the first one. We have to have a good connection and a willingness to play. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tommy.
Tommy? Where are you? Are you able to play? You in a good location? You stable and ready to play?
I'm as stable as looking like this.
All right, Tommy. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
How you doing, Karen?
Good, Tommy. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. The categories.
Yeah, he seems sane.
He seems all right. The categories, people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, and wild card. We will begin with Mark Haney, but Tommy, listen to the question, because if Haney cannot get it correct, you can steal.
Stan, can you please say, in the unlikely event?
In the unlikely event.
Correct.
All right, Tommy, you understand that?
I got you.
All right, and then Karen's your lifeline when you want to use her. Haney, okay. Category.
People and places.
People and places. Haney, what language is usually spoken in Austria? What language is usually spoken in Austria?
German.
You are correct. German on the board. All right, Tommy. Category. People and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
Can we get? Can I get? What's your name?
Karen.
Yeah.
You want Karen? You want
Let's
Karen?
Do
to
it.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. In entertainment. Bum, 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 bum. Karen.
Yes.
In entertainment for Tommy.
Yes.
What country boasts entertainment as its second leading export after aircraft? What country boasts entertainment as its second leading export after aircraft? What country do you think is the biggest exporter of entertainment?
Is it the United States?
It is the United States.
All right. There you go, Tommy. Yeah.
On the board. Good job, Karen. Haney, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
History.
History for Mark Haney. Haney, what war ended on November 11th, 1918?
The Great War. World War
One. You are correct. World War One. History down. Tommy, you got people and places, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Do sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure for Tommy. This is, okay, this is a straight up question, Tommy, in sports and leisure. It's a sports question. What decade did Nolan Ryan begin pitching for the New York Mets, his first team? What decade did Nolan Ryan begin pitching for the New York Mets? What decade?
60s.
You are absolutely correct. It is the 1960s. He was a part of the 69 Miracle Mets, believe it or not. Not a force, but he was on the team.
Why do I get the feeling that if it was me, I would have had to nail the year?
We will move on.
Good job, Tommy.
I did not ask you. Haney, entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Sports and leisure.
All right, sports and leisure for Mark Haney. Let's see. Haney, in sports and leisure, what sport, Haney, is played by a Jukoda? What sport is played by a Jukoda?
Can you spell it?
J-U-D-O-K-A. Jukoda. What sport is...
J-U-D-O-K-A?
Yep. What sport is played by a Jukoda?
Huh.
Jukoda. J-U-D-O-K-A. What sport is played by a Jukoda?
Is it a martial art?
I need more specific. Jukoda.
Fencing, sword fighting?
Incorrect. And you were right there. Ooh. You were right there. Judo. Judo.
Wow.
I think I should get
caught. That was hard.
There's a lot of martial arts. It's right in the name. Tommy.
No, it's not.
J-U-D-O-K-A.
The K-A threw me.
It's in the name. Tommy, people in your phone.
Judo, judo isn't a sport, though.
Yeah, it is.
I guess
it's a martial art. Tommy, people and places, history, science and nature, wild card.
Really, martial art wasn't enough.
There's plenty of martial
but
arts.
But what decade did Nolan Ryan pitch for them in? All right, I see what you're doing. That's fine.
Go ahead, Tommy.
That's fine, no problem.
Boo. I'll try, not history. What was the entertainment?
You have people and places.
People and places.
All right, people and places. Listen carefully, Tommy. What borderless U.S. state is located 2,387 miles from San Francisco? What borderless U.S. state is located 2,387 miles from San Francisco?
Hawaii?
You are correct.
All right,
Hawaii.
Tommy.
See, I don't know if you're processing. You're looking all confused on that one. It's about as simple, straightforward as it can be.
Well, Hawaii has borders.
It's a borderless state.
It doesn't have anybody touching
it. It has water all around it.
It has water all around it.
Borderless.
And the borders go out 3 miles for their territorial
borderless.
Waters.
Borderless. Will you stop it?
It's
now,
seamless.
Alaska
is not borderless.
It borders Canada,
oh,
not another U.S. state.
What borderless U.S. state? Period. Jeez. I'll take a point. I'll take a point. Do
take
not.
A point.
You are. Don't tell me what to do, Tommy.
Are you going to let him talk to you like that?
Talk to
or
me
are
like...
you going to take a point like a man?
I could take a point from both of you. Now, let's begin. Let's continue. Tommy.
Oh,
gee, history, science, and nature, wild card.
This is my question?
It's your question.
Didn't I just answer the last one?
No, you didn't answer the last one. It was Haney that was answering. Oh, you did. Haney, that's yours category. That's right, you did. You were right, Tommy. You said
Karen,
Hawaii.
Karen, yes. Do you see what's going
and,
on
and
here?
And Haney started fighting me on it.
Do you see what I go through?
It wasn't even his question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been gone for a month.
Yeah, and
come
you see
on.
What's happened? We need you.
Falling apart.
Yeah, he's going to take a point from me and give him an extra bonus question.
I'm liable to give Tommy another point on that.
Oh, man.
Haney, entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
I have to think strategically. Mm-hmm. Right now, Stan is very upset with me.
Yes,
so
I am
going to deflect to Karen.
Ah,
because Stan likes Karen. Mm-hmm.
Karen, entertainment, science and nature,
thank
sports
you,
and leisure,
welcome.
Wild card.
Let's stick to entertainment. Why not?
Yeah. All right, entertainment. We'll stick with entertainment.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll ask this question of you in entertainment.
Okay.
Why are you intimidating her by chuckling?
No, I'm just looking at the answer. Being that I'm as old as I am, I have to think generationally, and I think she should be able to get this for Amy.
Okay.
Karen,
yes.
What teenage group stars in the videos Hangin' Tough and Hangin' Tough Live?
Man.
Yeah.
See how easy that is for Tommy?
Hanging Tough and Hanging Tough Live.
See, I think this it might be a little older for you, but you
should. The Beastie Boys?
Good guess.
Yes.
Incorrect.
Good guess. Thank KOTV.
Well, it's already taken care of, and you have the category. Do you know what it is,
what is
Ty?
It?
Yeah, NKOTV, New Kids on the Block.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
They're a little older.
Tommy. You know what, Karen?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for not knowing that.
Yeah, I don't know. New Kids on the Block.
But it's amazing. Tommy did. Tommy, history, science, and nature, wild card.
Do wild card.
All right, wild card. Okay, let's see if you know this. In wild card, Tommy, what kind, thank you, Rob, what kind of animal is Arthur's friend Zephyr in the Babar stories?
Elephant.
Incorrect.
What?
Haney, you can steal in wild card. It's not an elephant.
A mouse?
Incorrect. Monkey. All right, Haney. Entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Entertainment.
Entertainment for Haney. Haney and entertainment, who's responsible for the musical line, I've got jungle fever, you've got jungle fever, we've got jungle fever?
Mowgli?
Who?
Mowgli.
No, that's incorrect. You have the category already, Tommy. Stevie Wonder.
Steve Miller. Oh,
Steve. Not Steve Miller. That's Jungle Love. Tommy.
For some reason, I had movies on the brain.
Tommy, history, science, and nature.
I thought it was from the Jungle Book.
No.
You do with history.
History.
Do I have the category?
Yes, you do.
Okay, I'll tune it out then.
What people were the first to use metal money, like metal for money, whether it be coins or other ways of doing it, instead of use metal for money? What people were the first to use metal for money?
Human beings. No,
we'll go. You know what, though? That's a good one.
Yep, not a monkey. Monkeys didn't do it.
I need an answer.
All right, so
How you doing, Stan? How you doing?
Fine.
Shoot. The Greek.
Incorrect. Anybody?
The Egyptians?
The Chinese.
Chinese. That makes sense.
Haney, again, we're close on time. There is 4 minutes remaining in the round, and we will go with who's ever leading at the time if we have to stop. Haney, entertainment, science and nature.
Entertainment.
Oh, these questions are too easy. Let's see. Haney, in entertainment, what movie has Billy Crystal say of tough guy Jack Palance, did you see how leathery he was? He was like a saddlebag with eyes.
City Slickers. I'm sorry.
Right.
City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold.
I'm sorry. Going to have to take it away. That's incorrect.
Written and directed by.
No, I can see you doing that.
No, but it was just City
Slickers. I know it was.
Tommy.
But I could see you asking a question like that.
I was kind of hoping it was. Tommy, history, science, and nature.
Going to need the full
wild
title.
Card.
Full title.
Let's do wild card again.
Wild card.
Jeez.
In wild card, Tommy, what will the cradle do when the wind blows in the lullaby?
Come on, Tommy.
Rock.
Yes, it is rock.
All right. All these questions are too easy.
Evidently.
Yes. I got the answer keys right in front of me.
Let's see. Haney, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card. Under a minute to play.
Wild card.
All right.
Why is that the kiss of death in this game?
In Wild Card, Haney, what muscle... Thank you. What muscle-bound Hollywood star is known as the Austrian Oak? Austrian Oak.
Jeez.
Two choices.
Don't help him along.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You are correct. Mm-hmm. It is Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Haney has Wild Card.
What was the other choice? Because
Jean-Claude. Isn't Van Damme?
No, that's the muscles from Brussels.
All right. Now, here's the deal. Tommy, it is right now 4-4. We are plumb out of time. This is your logical turn. Here's how it's going to go. You're either going to get it right or you're going to get it wrong. You get it right, you win. You get it wrong, it finishes in a tie, and all ties go to Haney.
Okay.
Category, history, science, and nature.
Science and nature.
Science and nature. All right, this is...
This better not be twinkle, twinkle, blank.
No, this is for the game. You get it right, you win. You get it wrong,
you
lose.
You see what I go through, Karen?
Is it multiple choice?
No. Here we go. What car company made the Grand Am? What car company made the Grand
Pontiac.
Am? You are right and win.
All right, for a bonus, do you know what Pontiac stands for?
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Tommy, hold on. I'll send you over to Rob and get yourself a prize.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy, hold on.
Thanks, guys.
And
you really did a number on me.
I did not. I take them as they come.
The cradle will rock. Yeah. Really?
What does
Baba Black Sheep, have you any blank?
We'll be back.
You bastard.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
That's fine. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock Fluffer and your emails in less than 25 minutes. We will have Community Roundtable, where we will have two people join us. In a roundtable discussion, we will be joined by local community leader Miss Sarita Williams, and we will also be joined by presidential candidate President R19 Body, who is from Covington, Georgia, and is running for president on the Republican ticket. That'll be later on. But first, let's get you.
Isn't he already president?
Well, according to what I am reading, President R19 Body is already the President of the United States.
We just don't know it.
As ordained by God himself, it is merely our duty to elect him.
I see.
And he will be joining us all for our community roundtable. Miss Sarita Williams and President R19 Body. Let's get you updated on traffic. All right, a couple of things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers. Got a crash, South Tamiami Trail and 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. And in Lehigh Acres, a crash, Lee Boulevard and Olive Avenue North. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than an hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will, of course, have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
There is a new service available. And it is called Robo Revenge. What does Robo Revenge do?
What?
It allows you to trick robocalls and instantly sue them for $3,000.
Love it.
We'll explain.
In less than an hour.
You know, it is really a shame to see.
It sure is. What is it?
That in the year 2020, we are still dealing with race issues.
Yep.
A man in Iowa holds his ex captive, physically restrains her, and forces her to watch Roots so, quote, she could better understand her racism.
Okay.
One thing these days it's not difficult to do is to become instantly famous. One woman in Arizona managed to do this simply by taking a bath in hot Cheetos.
Cheetos?
Mm-hmm. A 50-year-old woman in Memphis went on a rampage. She stabbed her first cousin. She stabbed her boyfriend after an argument, and they're the same person.
Did you just crop dust?
No.
Something is horrific in here. What
is
that?
It's not me, I promise.
And I didn't crop dust. Something's...
I wonder if something died.
Oh my God, it could be.
Because that's what it smells like. It smells like a dead rat.
I don't know if the air just kicked on and it's...
It smells like a dead rat.
It's horrific in here.
It doesn't smell like a crop dust by any human.
Oh,
it's,
man.
It's death. It is. It's death. Oh, and finally.
Oh. You smell it?
It's death.
Richard!
What the hell? Oh.
Oh, man.
This is going to be difficult.
I don't know how we're going to do this.
Pardon me?
Yeah, Rob just went, I'm about ready to dry heave.
Is it in Rob's room?
No, I don't know. He went to get Richard. You smell it?
Does it smell like a dead rat to you? Ah, he just ran off.
Where is he? Where?
I think I know what it is.
What is it?
What is it?
What is it? Rob says he knows what it is.
Smells like cabbage.
It's all going all through the building.
Yeah, what is... Oh, it's you!
You bastard!
You son of a bitch!
You get the hell out of here! Get rid of
what the hell?
In the dumpster. You son of a bitch! How dare you?
Oh my God!
What was that?
Oh, it's him!
Brussels sprouts.
It's Brussels sprouts!
You did that!
Grilled Brussels sprouts.
Unbelievable! Why I can't believe
God's
it!
Name
How
would
are we supposed
do
to
that?
Do a show? Oh man, that is putrid!
I just smelled it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, isn't it?
It smells like cabbage.
How did it get in here?
Through the air vents.
Through the
air vents.
What the?
Damn it!
What is wrong with him?
Here, we got a scented candle or something. I got one in the other room.
We can't get rid of that.
No, that's permanent. That's permanent.
God, what I wouldn't give for a can of Febreze right now. Mountain air.
Something. Oh, my goodness.
And he did that on purpose.
Oh.
Why did you do that?
My girlfriend made me lunch.
That's what it was.
You're eating that smell?
I was.
I'd advise against it. Oh, my God.
It snuck up.
You heard me say, are you crop dusting? And then it got exceedingly worse. I thought you let a one-cheek sneak go, and then it was really bad.
That's no one-cheek sneak, pal.
Oh, man. Thank you, Richard.
Don't ever.
Oh, he's speaking with President.
Don't ever do that again. Don't you dare.
Oh, that's better with the Febreze.
These stories. Ooh, and by the way, I had one more headline.
Quick, you got 15 seconds.
A 36-year-old woman repeatedly calls 911 after her parents stopped paying for her cell phone.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
These stories and much, much more, whatever. That was unacceptable.
4 o'clock.
Why? How could anybody in their right mind...
I don't know.
Put him on the air.
He is on the air.
You!
Yes. Jeez, I apologize. I've never had it before, so this is my first time.
What exactly was that?
Ground turkey and, I guess, roasted or grilled Brussels sprouts.
I almost want to ask President Body if he's ever had Brussels sprouts. Not cooked like that, I'll
no.
tell you. It went through the whole air conditioning
system.
Stan,
I don't mind Brussels sprouts. Whatever was done to those sprouts was demonic.
I'll make sure to eat them outside.
Yes. Put the cover back on.
I did. It's covers on.
Thank you.
And ground turkey. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I'll eat ground turkey. But whatever.
I prefer beef, if it means anything.
Of course.
I get
what,
turkey.
What was put into that to make it so horrible and gray and dead?
I don't know.
I'm not joking. It's got the entire hallway, all of our other radio stations in the building are all out in the hallway wanting to know what the hell's going on.
And he thinks it's a hoot.
Yeah, well, no, it's a self-conscious laugh where he knows it smells just as bad as we're saying it smells. He knows this.
I feel bad. I was ambushed as well by the smell. And then when you guys started going, hey, there's a dead animal in here. I went, oh, no, please don't let it be this. Please let it be a dead animal.
Am I wrong, or does it smell like a dead rat?
It smelled like death.
The guys from the ESPN station came out, too. That's when I realized, it's this.
Why would you do? Have we done something to you that I'm not aware of?
I apologize.
I think he was unaware.
Christopher. Did you smell that?
Yeah, use that one.
It's terrible. It's interrupted our show.
It's gotten in your studio.
Yes,
these are closed studios.
It's stuck in the AC system now.
The ventilation.
So I came to ask if you had some Febreze.
Richard had some.
He sprayed us down, but it's...
Can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Can you talk to your dad and get something written up to make sure that never happens again? Make it official policy.
I'd sign off on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
I'll bring it up in the next Monday morning
Enrique
meeting.
From the Spanish
Enrique,
station.
Are you smelling that?
What the hell is that?
It smells like a dead rat.
It's bad, man.
Damn.
What the hell?
Everybody in the building is losing their effing minds.
You know the only station that hasn't come out wondering what it was? Death 106.
Well, they're used to it.
We got to take a break.
Oh, my God. That is not what I wanted out of this day.
And I certainly hope we can handle our interview, our roundtable
discussion. No, he's ruined it. I don't know that we can do it now.
Serena Williams and President Biden.
That was such an important thing.
Let's air the
place
out.
And we've lost all decorum here. How are you going to be serious?
Stan and Haney.
This is...
96.
One of the worst smells.
It's incredible.
Whatever you can imagine. We were talking about, septic and landfills.
Yeah.
This was worse. It's far more aggressive than a septic smell.
Yep, got the chief engineer going around. There's Pete from the sports radio.
Pete, what do you make of that?
What are you making?
I have to walk 7 feet. Where's the Febreze? We got nothing.
Go see Richard. He's got it.
Richard,
I thought it smelled like a dead rat. What did you think it was?
I think it's a small village somewhere up there. I don't know what the hell it is, but this is ridiculous.
No, do you know
him.
What it was? He did it.
It was Brussels sprouts.
He did it.
Did you cut them, Rob?
He did it on purpose.
You don't cut Brussels sprouts. They tend to stink of farts. Like, it's like sulfur. That's why
it's
you cut
so
them.
Bad.
It does. It smells like the devil in here.
It's unbelievable. God almighty.
Oh, man.
All right. I was going to see if we could hook up a crossover.
Go see Richard.
We need some holy water.
The Febreze needs to be sprayed into the ventilation system.
Hey, it's great being on the show.
Hey, no, yeah, Pete.
Going back to my hallway.
What Richard did is he hosed down our soundproofing baffles, and that seems to be helping. He got them all wet with Febreze.
It's still
bad. We got nothing.
How can we have a community round table like this?
Although now we've got the Febreze battling the stink.
Yeah.
Neither one's winning.
We'll be back, Stan and Haney. And we've got an important segment coming up next.
And Rob has spoiled it.
I want to apologize to President.
Rob has sabotaged
multiple. It's what it is. It's sabotage.
He has sabotaged multiple radio stations. He got us. He got the sports guy. Yep. He got the Spanish station down the hall. He got the top 40 station. He got the AC. He got everybody.
Except Death 106.
Well, they're used to it. Yeah. I wonder if it got all the way up to Karen. I hope not.
Let's pray to God, no. We'll be back.
Don't you ever.
Stan Haney. Wow. 96K
you
Rock.
You rat bastard.
That is incredible.
Oh. God help us.
Yep.
96K Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us on this special Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. In just a few moments, we will be joined by our local community leader, Ms. Sarita Williams, and a presidential candidate, President R19 Body, who will be joining us in another edition of Community Roundtable. First, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Rob, put that stuff away. I see you eating it. Put it away. Just one thing on the board. We have a hit and run. Fort Myers, Kelly Road, and San Carlos Boulevard, right by the Ace Hardware store. And you are up to date. From time to time, we take a portion of our broadcast to talk of community issues and national issues. And today is one of those days. We are now going to be joined by somebody that people here in Southwest Florida know very well, Miss Sarita Williams, local community leader, and somebody that you may get to know. His name, President R19 Body, who is running for president of the United States. Let's first welcome to the show Miss Sarita Williams. Miss Williams, thank you for agreeing to participate in today's show, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It is my pleasure to be here. I was monitoring your program.
Yes, ma'am.
And I guess there was some unpleasantness in
your
studio.
Yes, there was a lot of unpleasantness. And let me, as a matter of fact, somebody else who's been listening is our other guest today.
Sir?
Ma'am.
I just wanted to make a statement
about
that unpleasantness that went on regarding the odor.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe that is divine retribution for your disrespectful, scurrilous comments regarding the widow of Sonny Liston.
I didn't say anything wrong about that. I mean, her famous line is, Sonny, what you been cooking? And that has nothing to do with it, Miss Williams.
Well, I imagine it smells something like that.
I want to bring this gentleman on, Miss Williams. You're familiar with him. Matter of fact, you told our producer about him last week. His name, President R19 Body, and you asked us to specifically have him on with the Community Roundtable, and I'd like to bring him on, if I might.
Yes, sir.
Okay. President Body, are you there? Thank you for coming on the show, and I know you were also listening to the show when the incident happened. I apologize. It came through the air conditioning vents. A gentleman in the other studio was eating Brussels sprouts, and it was horrific, and I apologize, sir.
All right. Well, apologies accepted.
Thank you kindly. And let's begin things now with Ms. Williams. You, again, had told us about President Boddy. What do you know about President Boddy, Ms. Williams? And then we'll let President Boddy tell us a little bit about himself.
I found I was directed by a parishioner at my church that the President Boddy was a gentleman that we should look into because his platform, as I understand it, is love. Now, that's something I think we can all get behind.
Mm-hmm.
But I was dismayed to find that what seems by all accounts to be a good man was running as a Republican.
Well, let's ask President Boddy, and I want to also stress, sir, that is your name. That is your first name, President.
Yes.
And you are running as a Republican.
Yes.
Ms. Williams would want to know why you have chose to run as a Republican, especially in this election year.
Well, let me just say thank you both, and thank you to you and your host. I need to know your names again.
My name is Stan, and you're also speaking. She's a local community leader. We have her calling in as well. She lives in the Dunbar community of Fort Myers, Florida. Her name is Sarita Williams, Williams.
Okay. Yes, President Boddy. I'm a community organizer. My name is Sister Sarita Williams. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Well, it's a pleasure to hear from you, and I love your spirit so far. Well, the one thing that we need to let everybody know is our Father, which art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom is coming. Your will is being done right now. Even as we speak, Father, I'm just blessing you to come in the midst of this production, Lord God, and let your love and let your light shine.
Well,
even in the
nice.
Midst. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
And Serena, yeah. I think it was you that said this, President Boddy. Was it in fact that God came to you and said to you are the president and you just got to be elected?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. Now, on Saturday, January 28th, around about 7 p.m., I was in my living room. And the Holy Spirit began to speak to me, and the Spirit said, run for president. I can only tell you that I felt a profound state of peace in the moment that the Spirit began to speak. I just remember just with a slight smile on my face, and my eyes were like blinking, not fast, but just like in a profound state of peace. It seemed like 30 minutes had passed. But
so this wasn't a dream or anything.
No,
you felt the presence come to you.
Yes, sir. I was in the spirit on the Lord's Day on Saturday, January 28th, 7 p.m. I was just minding my business.
Uh-huh.
But I remember before the Spirit spoke, I felt this peace.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing the Spirit said was call your bishop and get the blessing. I called my bishop, Timothy Little,
mm-hmm.
right, of the Grace of God Prophetic Deliverance Ministry here in Conyers, Georgia. I called him and I said, Bishop, I'm running for president of the United States of America, and I need your blessing. He said, you got my blessing.
Oh, that is
amazing.
And
the next thing God said, call your wife. And I did call my wife, who is my queen. She's listening right now. And I said, babe, I'm running for president of the United States. And she got real quiet. And God said, tell her this. Don't worry about the outcome. We got the victory. We already won. My wife says, and by the way, my wife is very intelligent, very deep thinker. Amen. And she said, well, what are you going to do about the Electoral College? And I repeated what God said. Don't worry about the outcome. We got the victory. We already won. To get to your question as why Republican,
yeah.
is I said, after contacting my vice president and running mate, Mr. Eric Stoneham, and reaching out to my media publicist, Carl Millender, I eventually said, okay, I'm running independent. And God began to deal with me, and God said, no. And I said, okay, well, how do you want me to run? And God said, run Republican.
Okay.
And me obeying God, because he's the author and the finisher of my faith, and faith comes through hearing, I just wanted to obey.
Now, so I also want to ask, conservative or liberal, I looked at some of your stuff online, as I know Sarita had sent me. They are very liberal views, so you wouldn't consider yourself a conservative?
Well, when I first heard the word conservative, I didn't even know what it was when God told me to run for president. Uh-huh. I had to start researching it. And my definition of conservative is kind, to go against service. And I'm not against service, I'm for service.
I see.
So I began to study the Republican Party, study the Democratic Party, and I didn't really have a platform. So I thought that my foreign policy would be, okay, well, let's love and help Africa. You know, I'm black, mm-hmm. right? And my descendants of Africans. So I'm thinking, let's do that. God said, no. I said, okay, what do you want me to do? And God wouldn't give me an answer. A woman of God came to me and said, God is about to give you his platform. So I waited. August 2018, God said, unite Israel and America as one country.
And that's good. And I know that you said you broke down the word and what con means. Right. Ms. Williams, I have to ask you, and I need you to begin participating in this, if you don't mind. Are you, Ms. Williams, a conservative or a liberal?
Well, according to the meaning, both generally accepted and what President Biden have said, I agree with him. But I would not, at the same time, I would not call myself a liberal, because when you break down that word, it means lie, bear, all.
Uh-huh.
Which means
that what?
That you're speaking a lie. So lie, bear witness, all. So
I see.
If it's a lie, I don't want anything to do with it. But I think liberal and conservative, we can all agree without being agreeable.
That makes perfect sense to me. Do you have any questions, Sarita, for President Biden?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I've heard very little of your platform, but it seemed that love seemed to be the main thing that you bring to the table.
Yeah, and that's what you've always brought, Sarita, love.
That's absolutely right, sir.
You've said that to me for years.
Yes, sir. You know what? Sometimes all we need is love. But sometimes love is a battlefield. And you know what I mean.
I do know exactly. And President Biden, you know that as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I just want to say one thing. I didn't consider myself a liberal or a conservative, right, just for clarity's sake.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, I've never been involved with politics at all.
Yeah, so I saw that. You have no previous political background. And I do want to add, because I know you're talking to our producer, you are a blind man as well. And if you get to the White House, you will be the first blind president of the United States of America. And obviously with that.
Excuse me, sir.
Ma'am.
But we prefer the term handicapable.
I just said he is blind. As you are a blind president.
Handicapable.
You are handicapable, sir. I apologize, Ms. Williams. Wow, I didn't want to have to get into this going back and forth. Would you care, Sarita, is it all right if I ask President Biden about his blindness?
Well, as I said, we can agree without being agreeable.
Oh, brother, you're not going down this way, Sarita. I certainly hope not. I'm going to talk to President Biden, because you would be the first elected blind person. FDR was handicapped with polio, handicapable, Miss Williams,
differently abled.
Differently, how would you like to be referred to in that regards, President Biden?
Well, the truth is, it really doesn't matter to me. You know, I was born blind. You know what I mean?
Are you totally blind, or do you see a little bit? Tell us.
Like, are you Ray Charles blind or Stevie Wonder blind?
I'm probably somewhere in the middle of them. I was born with retinitis pigmentosa.
Okay.
So it is a disease of the eye that you're born with that happens every 9 generations. It's passed from mother to son. And no one knew it until I was 4 years old. They diagnosed me.
So you were 4 years old and blind, and nobody realized that you were blind.
Right, because it's night blindness. It's no peripheral vision. So I have what you have, 10% sight. And the sight that I do have is very blurry. But I walk by faith and not by sight.
But and see, he at that age, he wouldn't even know no different. He would have thought that's the way that it is for everybody.
That's true.
Yeah, and I would, Miss Williams, I hope I am not stepping on you, but we would let Mr. Body explain that. He's the one that is suffering from the condition.
We can agree without being agreeable,
okay.
All right?
All right, everything is good on this. How many ballots are you on, Mr. Body? I know you were on the
New Hampshire. I thought we were talking about blindness now. Where are you going?
Sarita, would you like to speak to him further about being handy capable, or do you want to move on and talk about how he wants to be president?
I just thought that's what you were talking about, and then you went and switched up. I think you're trying to confuse me, and you know what con means.
Nobody is trying to confuse anybody. President Abadi, do you want to continue to talk about blindness or how you're going
to
win this
election? I would love to address your next question, because when you asked me about the ballot,
yes,
New Hampshire was the first ballot that God blessed us to be on. That was a blessing. And we have 68 votes, right? I know I heard you earlier mention 50. Our VP or the Millender, the rep, the publicist was supposed to send you the official count from the State House.
Yeah, I don't know. Did we get anything on that, Rob, on all of the results on that? And I just want to refer to Miss Williams that she did not need to speak up about that, because President did want to go and talk about what was on the ballot and not any further about his blindness, ma'am.
Well, I stand corrected, and I apologize to President Body, but I do not apologize to you, sir.
You don't apologize to me.
I know what you're getting at.
What am I getting at? He would be the first blind president to be in office, and we were discussing that, and then I moved the topic to ballots that he is on. He was on on the New Hampshire ballot. I wanted to know how many states is he going to be a ballot on, and you're telling me I'm trying to confuse you.
You
asked me one thing, because this is a beautiful thing. You know, I appreciate y'all with this question. Super Tuesday is coming up.
Yes, it is. Do you know what that is, Sarita?
Yes.
Super Tuesday is when Mr. Bloomberg's money come into play.
Well, that too. You got President. How do you go and battle a guy like Bloomberg, who's going around dropping billions of dollars? You don't have billions of dollars, sir.
Well, the blessing is, let me share this with you. When we went to New Hampshire, God is so good that we didn't knock on that one door, Ms. Williams, and to you, Stan, we didn't knock on that one door. And when I heard the results, when they were counting the results, I said, God, I know we didn't get a chance to go up there. We didn't knock on the door. I said, but Father, can you just bless us with one vote? But he did more. He gave us 68 votes. And he said to me, watch God move. That's our campaign slogan, watch God move.
Mm-hmm.
So I did
see that one of my poll workers said that's what first drew my attention, is that President Body had received a multitude of votes in the state of New Hampshire.
Yes.
And that this is someone we need to pay attention to.
I don't even think, Sarita, you got that many votes when you tried to run for city council about 10 years ago.
Well, there was a smear campaign being run against me, you well know.
Oh, it was no smear campaign. You had a lot of support, and you didn't get that many votes. President Body, I do want to ask you, ma'am.
I did have a question for the president.
Please ask him. I mean, I was supposed to moderate this, but you're not following the rules, Ms. Williams. Go ahead.
I was just curious. Your parents had to have had vision when they named you President R-19 Body.
Yeah,
did
what is
you ever
R-19?
Talk to them about that?
Well, I want to say this to you, because there's two questions I want to try to get in real quick.
Okay.
That first question. The Word of God says a good name is better than gold and silver. God gave me that name, President R-19 Body. That's my legally amended name, as I've sent the paperwork in for that to your.
So you legally had your name changed to President because the Lord told you to.
Amen. And R-19 represents Revelation chapter 19.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and Super Tuesday. I want to speak on that real quick.
Yes.
While we can. If all of my beloved Americans who are Democrats, right, if everybody writes my name in on Super Tuesday, what we're going to do is put pressure on the RNC, the Republican National Committee, to do what? They're going to have to consider me as the nomination. Everybody is assuming that Trump is going to be the nomination for the Republican Party. That's a great assumption, but no one knows what God can do. But we all know that God is able.
So on Super Tuesday, you're asking Democrats to write you in as well as Republicans to do the same thing.
All Republicans, all Democrats, all independents who want to see God's hand move and move in love and change this country for real. And the narrative for change, right?
Sarita, I think if you could have done that, if he would have won the election and had the approaches the President Body does, and that's probably why you lost about 10 years ago. And why,
well,
ma'am?
That may well be. That may well be. You know, perhaps President Body understands he had better discernment of the political system.
Than you do.
We all have our blessings, sir.
All right, man.
And it was not meant for me to be a city councilwoman.
Understood. President Body, Miss Sarita Williams, I thank you both for spending a little time with us. Mr. Body, good luck on your campaign, and I'm sure we'll be speaking again soon, Ms. Williams, and feel free as well, President, well, to call in on the show.
Can I say one thing before we part? All right, I want to say, please, if it's all right, because Rob said we can do it, paypal.me / President Body. That's paypal.me/President Body. Send your donations in.
All right. And are you going to go, and because I see a lot of sites talking about you, President Body, but I see I don't see a strong website presence with you for yourself. Are you going to get a nice website that says PresidentBody2020.com or something like that?
Yes. Our team is putting that together as we speak. I'm going to tell you, this has been a very humble beginning. I've spent about $10,000. I've raised $10,000, but I've spent $50,000 of my own money.
Well, there you go. Sarita, any last words?
Yes, and this is a burden on my heart. President Body, you obviously having come from nowhere to picking up 58 votes. You know what you're doing.
60-something.
68. I think 68.
I stand
corrected. In the world of politics, one thing that I know, and I know very little, but I do know this, that a sense of humor is very important, and I want to give you a gift.
All right. What's the gift? Very quickly.
President Body, are you familiar with B.B. King?
Yes, I am.
He do a song. And I know that you are a proud father, but in one of his songs, he go, "She gave me 7 children, and now she want to give them back."
I'm familiar with the song. You got to look that one up, President Body. It's a good song.
Hey, you know what? I love you all, and we're going to be reaching out to you all to get in contact with Ms. Williams. We're going to find a place in this campaign for her.
Oh, Sarita!
God bless you, President Body. I would be honored. I will leave my friends aside.
Thank you both for being on.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. You're all right there, Sarita?
That man is something special.
Isn't he?
I can't believe he's a Republican.
Yeah. We'll be back. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Mark Caney in the news coming up. We'll also get you updated on traffic from the Absolute Law text line.
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I'd vote for President R-19 before I would vote for any Democrat running. He's at least clear on what he says. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'll be perfectly honest with you. Haney and I were talking about it outside. Kind of like the guy. Kind of. He seems like a genuine good guy. And it was a pleasure having him on the show.
Yeah. You know what? The guy got a beautiful wife and 7 kids. He's done something right.
And he reached an olive branch out to Serena Williams, who's all excited, will drop all of her friends and family to join the team.
I think she was genuinely shocked. I don't think she saw that coming.
That somebody asked her to participate in a campaign. She didn't see it coming. Usually she's defending herself against something she's done.
And it sounds like she's ready to drop everything she believes
everything.
In.
Drop everything. Drop her fiance, drop her community, her kids. Everything to go run with President Body.
I don't think I've ever heard her flustered like
never.
That.
Never. She was flustered and flattered.
Well, she's happy. See that? You support President Body, he's going to make everybody happy.
Let's get you updated on traffic. All right, got a few things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Cape Coral Bridge, College Parkway side. Lehigh Acres, crash. Homestead Road North and South Loop Boulevard. And hit and run, Bonita Springs, Imperial Parkway, and Butler Drive. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, February 19th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. You know, a lot of times when you're a kid and you have a question, you get brushed off. That's just the way things are, okay?
Yeah, sometimes.
And you don't really have time to ponder it when you're an adult, but why is it that when we talk about pop music and pop radio, why is it always the top 40? Why not the top 25? Why not the top 50?
Mm. Yeah, we're all associated with, you know, the top 40 hits and I don't know.
It's just, that's the way it is. But if you dig deep enough, you'll find a reason. Now, I'm not saying it'll be a good reason, but you'll find that somewhere along the line, it made sense. The reason that we talk about the top 40 for music is simply because jukeboxes in the 1950s used to hold exactly 40 songs. And so when they went on their route, if you dropped out of the top 40, they'd take the record out of the jukebox and put one in that people wanted to hear.
Makes perfect sense. Makes sense.
Sure.
Unless you had a little Miss Susie at the bar and her favorite song was a Waylon song, and they'd make sure it stayed in the jukebox. They'd take out 39 of them, but that one would be right in there.
Yeah, but this was in the 50s. I'm so glad that you get it.
Moving on.
You know, a lot of times you see a movie and some smart guy will go, oh, the book was so much better.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you judge whether that's true when it comes to Snow White.
Is that another one of those books where it was just brutal?
Yes.
Because Disney got the rights to so many films.
Old fairy tales.
Fairy tales, and would soften them up. And we were talking the other day about Little Red Riding Hood. And in the end, you know, how they saved Grandma and Little Red. Yeah. They gutted the big bad wolf. They cut them open and spilled
them out. But the stories we know are so watered down.
Yes.
In the original Snow White, the story has a bit of a different ending. See, back then we weren't concerned with trying to understand Maleficent's point of view.
Yep.
In the original version of Snow White, the story ends with the unambiguously evil queen being forced to put on burning hot iron shoes and dancing in them until she expired.
Right on. You don't see Walt putting that in the movie.
Nope. No, these days you see the company with Walt's name on it. Well, let's try and understand why the evil queen acts the way
she does. I want to know. I want somebody to help me out on this. Some people, you people, our listeners, our great listeners. Get me in touch with somebody that's got like one of those, the Snow White book with the flaming feet. I want to own a copy of that.
Probably a lot of money.
I want to own an original version of Snow White where the Wicked Queen has to dance in hot shoes till she dies.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, kind of similar. Steven Spielberg purchased the rights to Jurassic Park hours before James Cameron tried to get them. Now, you may think, well, what's the difference? Well, Steven Spielberg has a specific brand.
Right.
James Cameron is pretty much free to do what he wants. And when asked, well, what would the difference be, Jim, if you'd made the movie instead of Spielberg? He replied simply, well, for one thing, it would have been, quote, nastier. Much nastier.
There you go. All right.
Which I think we would have enjoyed more.
I would have enjoyed a version of that.
You're free to take a break if you'd like.
Well, thank you for that honor and privilege.
Yes.
I'll have a bust made of it. In a moment.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Rob show in at 6 o'clock. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home. All right, a couple of things on the board. We'll start in Boquilla. There's a crash, Stringfellow Road and Creamer's Drive. And Fort Myers, crash, Metro Parkway and Chico's. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Florida. Look. The only reason to visit Florida is to identify your daughter's dead body. That is it. Yes. Yes, you heard me. The state flag of Florida should be a coroner holding up a sheet and then two parents just going, like that, just screaming. And then there's a flamingo in the bottom right-hand corner with sunglasses going, yeah. And then in Latin it says, why did she go into porn? And that's the state flag of Florida. It's all, God, Florida is a vestigial sack. It's a anatomical sack that America's testosterone and anger drains into. Drains into.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We're at the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
We are now going to be joined by somebody that people here in Southwest Florida know very well, Miss Sarita Williams, local community leader, and somebody that you may get to know. His name, President R19 Body, who is running for President of the United States. Let's first welcome to the show Miss Sarita Williams.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It is my pleasure to be here.
I want to bring this gentleman on. Miss Williams, you're familiar with him. Matter of fact, you told our producer about him last week. His name, President R19 Body. President Body, are you there? Thank you for coming on the show. And if you get to the White House, you will be the first blind president of the United States of America. And obviously with that...
Excuse me, sir.
Ma'am?
But we prefer the term handicapable.
I just said he is blind. As you are a blind president.
Handicapable.
You are handicapable, sir. I apologize, Miss Williams. Wow, I didn't want to have to get into this going back and forth. Would you care, Sarita, is it all right if I ask President Body about his blindness?
Well, as I said, we can agree without being agreeable.
Oh, brother, you're not going down this way, Sarita. I certainly hope not. I'm going to talk to President Body because you would be the first elected blind person. FDR was handicapped with polio, handicapable, Miss Williams,
differently abled.
Differently, how would you like to be referred to in that regards, President Body?
Well, the truth is, it really doesn't matter to me. You know, I was born blind. You know what I mean?
Are you totally blind, or do you see a little bit? Tell us.
Like, are you Ray Charles blind or Stevie Wonder blind?
I'm probably somewhere in the middle of them. I was born with retinitis pigmentosa.
Okay.
So it is a disease of the eye that you're born with that happens every 9 generations. It's passed from mother to son. And no one knew it until I was 4 years old. They diagnosed me.
So you were 4 years old and blind, and nobody realized that you were blind.
Right, because it's night blindness. It's no peripheral vision. So I have what you have, 10% sight. And the sight that I do have is very blurry. But I walk by faith and not by sight.
But and see, at that age, he wouldn't even know no different. He would have thought that's the way that it is for everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I would, Miss Williams, I hope I am not stepping on you, but we would let Mr. Body explain that. He's the one that is suffering from the condition.
We can agree without being agreeable.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Everything is good on this. How many ballots are you on, Mr. Body? I know you were
I
on the new
I thought we was talking about blindness now. Where are you going?
Sarita, would you like to speak to him further about being handicapable, or do you want to move on and talk about how he wants to be president?
I just thought that's what you were talking about, and then you went and switched up. I think you're trying to confuse me, and you know what con means.
Nobody is trying to confuse anybody. President Abadi, do you want to continue to talk about blindness or how you're going
to
win this
election? I would love to address your next question, because when you asked me about the ballot,
yes,
New Hampshire was the first ballot that God blessed us to be on. That
yes.
was a blessing.
I did see that one of my poll workers said that's what first drew my attention, is that President Body had received a multitude of votes in the state of New Hampshire. Yeah. And that this is someone we need to pay attention to.
I don't even think, Sarita, you got that many votes when you tried to run for city council about 10 years ago.
Well, there was a smear campaign being run against me, as you well know.
Oh, it was no smear campaign. You had a lot of support, and you didn't get that many votes.
Hey, you know what? I love you all, and we're going to be reaching out to you all and to get in contact with Ms. Williams. We're going to find a place in this campaign for her.
Oh, that, Sarita!
God bless you, President Body. I would be honored. I would leave my friends aside.
Thank you both for being on.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. You're all right there, Sarita?
That man is something special.
Isn't he?
I can't believe he's a Republican.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.